Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like I'm constantly reminding myself that we are all carrying around different stressors, big and small. But when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And naturally, that can start to affect everything else around us, too. Therapy can be a safe place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I know that therapy isn't for everyone, but it definitely has benefited me in the past with learning how to sit with my feelings, set boundaries with people, and, I don't know, learn how to function with a little less shame. But if you are thinking of starting therapy and access has been hard for you, maybe BetterHelp is the right fit. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient. You can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed.
Hello, welcome to Make Your Damn Bed podcast. My name is Julie America, and today I'm joined by some amazing guests, if y'all want to introduce yourselves.
So I'm Adam Jones. Both of us are called Adam, which makes it easy, but probably a bit harder for the listeners. And we got over here.
That's me, Adam Ashton.
Nice to meet y'all. You just wrote a book, didn't you?
We did. So we finished a book. It's called The Shit They Never Taught You. It puts together the best 115 books we've ever come across. Across 9 different parts and 32 different lessons. So we've been doing a podcast for about 5 or 6 years now. So we've read and reviewed, I'd say, about 300 books, interviewed a whole bunch of authors as well. So what we've done is we've scraped all the best stuff that we've come across and all the best books and really just put it in one place for people to go and read.
It's great for me because I can't get through a lot of things. I have ADHD. I'm like a moth, and I will start. I have a million books that I've started and never finished. So I was really like so pleased to start reading yours. I was like, oh, this is exactly what I want. A Reader's Digest version of everything that I've wanted to read. Great.
It's fantastic. I'm starting to realize more and more that some books don't deserve to make it to the end, but I'm glad that you can, you're getting the best bits at least out of our short snippets.
Yeah, I feel that way a lot with self-help books. Sometimes they feel a little repetitive unless there's like actionable items in there. I'm like, okay, I get it. I like the way you've sold this to me. And it helps to read and keep being reassured on. I don't think there's any problem with finishing those books. I just, my brain where I'm like, I already know where this is going. I can't get through that, you know, where it's one of those where it's nice to have someone do it for me where I'm like, oh yeah, I got it from the synopsis. We're good. What's your most memorable episode that y'all go back to in your head about?
Well, we've done 300 or so. We've done so many episodes, so there's so much to go through. I'd say the most memorable for me I'd probably go back to Robert Greene, just because he's our favorite author. Both of us don't align on all authors we come across, but we do agree on Robert Greene. So he wrote the books 48 Laws of Power, Laws of Human Nature, Mastery, Seduction, and 33 Strategies of War. And we think it is right on a next level. Like you were saying, Julie, before, some self-help books, they kind of blabber along and just waste your time as you read it. But Robert Greene, there's the big books, but there's no fat in them whatsoever. Like, you know, you get excited towards the very end, which is pretty rare. Anyway, just to be able to chat with him for 1 hour and just, you know, pick his brain, talk about things that are on our mind, a few personal life experiences, and just to see what he's like. So I think that was really memorable, just have the opportunity to speak to with so many mentors through books, but he's one that you know, we got a good chance to speak to.
When you say memorable, one definitely jumps to mind for me, probably for quite a different reason, but definitely memorable. We used to start at the first year or two of the show, we used to start the episode. I don't know why, but we used to start with going, yes, 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 yelling as pretty much as loud as we could into the microphones. And we kept that in the actual introduction. So people would often get their eardrums perforated when listening to the show. There was one time when it didn't go so well for us because it was like a 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning. We ripped out our big yes, yes, yes. And about 6 minutes into the episode, someone comes banging on the door. The next door neighbor comes yelling out, starts yelling, shut the hell up, open the door, I'm coming in. And then and we absolutely, absolutely crapped ourselves. And safe to say we were too scared to open the door, but we just told him, okay, we'll be a bit quieter next time. But he was not pleased.
He was so aggressive, and normally we'd like to think we're a bit more tough than we were. But the whole lot just got picked up on the recording as well, just us wimping out to this person just banging on the door, us apologizing.
Yeah, there's a record of it now too.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.